What is executive presence? When someone talks about an individual possessing professional or executive presence, they are talking about the perception that person creates through how he or she interacts in formal and informal settings, in all modes of communication. Tarot International offers a one-day professional presence workshop where you learn how to develop and consistently communicate your professional brand. Visit tarot.com, that's T-E-R-O.com, to learn more. This is Michelle from the Tarot team.
Rob Sand, a native of Decorah, is an investigative attorney with the Iowa Attorney General's Office, and he's running for state auditor. We sat down with Mr. Sand, and our first question was, how does the state auditor impact business in Iowa?
I'd say everything when it comes to tax dollars that are coming in. The state auditor's role is very broadly to ensure accountability and integrity for every dollar that's brought in. And I recognize that every dollar that's brought in, that's somebody's sweat. That's somebody's labor. And there is a degree to which it needs to be treated with respect, because we're all contributing some piece of what we do to make sure that we have a civil society. The state auditor's job is to make sure that that little piece that's taken from every one of us is used not only in the correct way, but also in a very efficient way, to actually make sure that every dollar is being stretched and being put to its absolute best use to ensure that it's treated with the reverence that it deserves and it's used as well as possible to make sure that we are paying as little as we can to get as much as we can out of government.
I had a good friend at one time say to me, it's the patriotic thing to do, to pay taxes. What we need to do is spend more time in how the stewardship of those funds are taken care of. Would you agree?
I think that's a significant issue, and that's actually one of the reasons that I am running. What I found in studying the state auditor's office and determining whether or not I wanted to run is that it was lacking in stewardship efforts. Every time they do an audit of every county, of every city, of every state agency, can make efficiency recommendations every single time. In the last year, they only did it several times, despite releasing literally hundreds of reports. I don't think that's enough. I think the office needs to be doing more.
So in your view, the state auditor's office is a helpmate to not only counties, but also communities to assist them in taking better care of the taxes that they collect.
That's exactly right. It should be a partner. Because when you're sitting on your local city council, you have a day job, you have a family, you cannot be an expert on top of that in the most efficient way to provide every basic government service that you're responsible for providing. But if when you get your annual audit, the auditor sits down with you and says, hey, have you heard about this new way of doing waste collection? Have you heard about this new way of doing your sewer connections? Whatever it is, you're going to need to have somebody helping you do that, because you can't be an expert in that at the same time that you're working your day job and taking care of your family.
One of the things that's very popular here in the state of Iowa is these research and development grants that are being given by the Iowa Department of Economic Development. Does the state auditor take a look at whether or not the state is getting their money's worth with regard to the millions of dollars that are going to already successful companies?
They do, but they should be doing it more. The state auditor is supposed to be the taxpayer's watchdog, and every time they smell something suspicious, they should be barking. It's a bully pulpit, right? And I think there's a lot of questions to be asked in the specific deals that are done for every specific corporation, particularly the ones that are coming from out of state, where a lot of the benefits would be going out of state. And that's why we're talking in this race about waking up the watchdog, because I don't think the office is doing enough right now to make sure that taxpayers are getting what they deserve out of their tax dollars.
We're visiting with Rob Sand. He's a Democratic candidate for the Office of State Auditor here in Iowa. One of the things that we continually hear is that Rob Sand is not a CPA. You're an attorney. And so can you speak to that? Don't we require a CPA for this job?
Not even close. To my understanding, we have only had three auditors that have been CPAs. We have had farmers, teachers, businessmen, realtors, a wide variety of Iowans from all walks of life who have held this office. But I will add, while being a CPA, that's a fine qualification, so is what I've done. I have prosecuted more public corruption in Iowa than anyone else in the last decade. Do you know whose investigations I use when I prosecute those cases? Those of the state auditor. because the state auditor is responsible for performing public corruption investigations. This CPA-only mindset is hurting the state of Iowa because the current auditor only wants to hire CPAs and only wants to hire accountants. She refuses to hire anyone with law enforcement experience into the office, even though they're performing law enforcement investigations. I like to say it's like a football team with 11 quarterbacks playing on offense all at the same time. It's not a good way to build a team. It's not a good way to get the right result. And I think we need to change that.
What are you finding as you travel across Iowa? This is a statewide position. Not many people tend to pay much attention to the state auditor. Are you sometimes feeling a bit like the Maytag repairman out there?
Yes, sometimes. It's not a popular position, but it's because of my experience working with the office that I am so excited about it doing more. I love the people that I have worked with in the office, but I also have seen the ways in which the leadership of the office is causing Iowans to not get the return that they deserve on their tax dollars that go into this office. And if you don't get the tax, your return on the tax dollars that go into the state auditor's office, you don't get them in any office because it should be working to improve every office. I've actually had a great reception from people all over the state because my case is very compelling. I have support from CPAs. I have support from Republicans, even though I'm a Democrat. And I think this is exciting because even though it's a state auditor's office, it's a fairly unique opportunity where we have had people come together from very different backgrounds, professional, political, and everything else, to just look at this one problem and say, you know what, we are divided in so many ways, but this one seems easy. And if we work together, we know we can make a difference for our state.
Final question for you, Rob. There are some considerations here in Iowa with regard to protecting individuals in their businesses. Individuals who may not look like you or I, individuals who come from different backgrounds, ethnicities, religious backgrounds. Is there anything that the state auditor can do with regard to inclusiveness, with regard to business operation or to opening up business?
There is. You know, I was born and raised in Decorah. My first job was catching chickens. I like to hunt. It's a very stereotypically rural background. And I will never forget the first time that I was the only person that looked like me in my immediate surroundings. I was on a public bus in St. Louis. I'll never forget the feeling that that made me feel. And when a woman reached out to me and started up a conversation to make me feel more welcome, I'll never forget the feeling that that made me feel either. We as Iowans can do that. We have a history of doing that. When Republican Governor Robert Ray welcomed Southeast Asians to our state, refugees, that was important in saying who we are as Iowans because of the way that we know it makes them feel and because of how it reflects on us and who we are. The state auditor's office has a small role in that, yes. We can do the work to make sure that the targeted small business program is ensuring that people who may not look like your stereotypical Iowan, still are getting opportunities for government procurement contracts, still are getting opportunities to do work with government in Iowa. But the bigger role is just having someone in that position who will be an advocate for everyone. And when I say everyone, I do mean your stereotypical Iowan, and I do mean people who are not your stereotypical Iowan. But we all deserve to be treating each other with dignity and respect, no matter who we are or where we're coming from.
Rob Sand, thank you for spending some time with the Business News Hour.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Rob Sand on the Business News Hour.